Hey guys, welcome to the number 244 ever episode of Always Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. In today's episode, we got a lot to talk about, so let me fill you in. We're going to be recapping the Wizards' 10-point loss at Toronto against the Raptors, their 19-point win at home against the Celtics. Again, we'll break that down. Then their 7-point loss at home against the Magic, and then their 9-point loss at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. And I'm not quite sure what is happening anymore. And then they play the Bucks tonight. You can probably expect how that game's going to go. I hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view. We got a lot to break down, so let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three. Oh, he's
Troy Brown Jr. finding Beal.
Real quick, before we do get started in the episode, I just would like to say that sorry that we're now going four games. First time ever where we're going to have to recap four games. A lot was going on. My favorite college basketball team, UConn Huskies, in the national championship, and they won it. Championship is coming to me for the first time in a little while, so I've been very excited about that. Orioles season started up, so I got a great series on the Cold Sports Newsletter, O's Magic. So I've had a lot going on, and don't worry, guys, you haven't missed much. The Washington Wizards are eliminated from playoff contention. So at this point, it's time to just roll the young guys. Let Xavier Cooks get 45 minutes a night and out of the 48. And yeah, see what happens. In all seriousness, yeah, I mean, at this point, season's over. But there is still a lot to talk about, I think, with the Washington Wizards because they still have some fun games to watch. Sometimes, depending on the result. You know, all jokes aside, let's get into this right here. But yeah, check out all my stuff, links in the description. Wizards-Raptors, this is an interesting game. Porzingis played, it seems like forever since Porzingis played, because it really has been. Made four threes in the game. Overall, it was just had a decent presence. This was the start of a run that from Corey Kispert that we did not expect to see. He is at 19 in this matchup, but you're about to see with the stats that I'm going to pull up later on in this episode. Corey Kispert has been a monster, really, ever since that game before against San Antonio, or he set his new career high at the time. Again, we'll break that down with 26 points. This is kind of a continuation of that, where he had 19 with 5 3-pointers, but the Wizards couldn't really do anything off the bench. I can't see that, though, because they did still have some decent amount of points on the bench. He had 29 bench points, but I don't feel their bench being enough of a presence to get the job done, even though shout out to Johnny Davis for a solid 15 points. And he's also had himself a little run here as a Washington Wizard. But then, of course, on the Toronto side, I mean, just a quick warning, you can't expect to allow OG Anunoby to score 29 points and expect to win a basketball game. So overall, this game was back and forth, actually more back and forth than I did expect. So that was kind of cool in that sense. But, you know, the Wizards kind of made a run at the game. But overall, Anunoby was dominant. Van Vliet was dominant, and he did not shoot inefficiently like I predicted. And Siakam, he did shoot efficiently, but still captured a double-double. And, yeah, the Raptors were good enough to win. Even though, I'm not going to lie, with all the Wizards injuries that they did have, I think they put up a good fight in Toronto against a team that's only been going upward since the All-Star break. Boston Celtics, Washington Wizards. Talk about going up since the All-Star break. Celtics have the best net rating since the All-Star break. But it wasn't really the case in this game here against the Wizards. Right when Bradley Beal was getting speculated for some stuff outside of basketball, we won't really get into that. The Wizards came out and shocked the world. It was March. They had to expect the unexpected, even in the NBA, I guess, as the Wizards gave the Celtics their 24th loss of the year. And yeah, I don't really know how still. I mean, Tatum shot inefficiently from three, but still finished at 28-9-5. Over on the Wizards side, though, they had such a well-rounded team. Five guys in double figures. Those were Porzingis. Those were Avdija. Monte Morris, and then, of course, Corey Kispert again. Avdija did have a 25-point double-double. That was a career high for Avdija. Kendrick Nunn, 12 off the bench. Very nice game from him. And, of course, Porzingis, 32, 13, 6, 1, and 1 on 14 and 21 shooting and made three three-pointers as they were able to escape and somehow win. And, you know, the bench really stepped up more than everybody that played a minute, at least in the game. Or the least, the guy that played the least amount of minutes on the bench was Xavier Cooks with 2 minutes. Everybody that at least played some time on the bench had a basket. So I think that kind of helped having being able to have that well-rounded scoring. The Wizards did not shoot efficiently at all from the free throw line, not even shooting 70%. But decent efficiency from three, good efficiency from the field, and a surprising 19-point win against one of the best teams in all of basketball. Then this game against the Orlando Magic, and this is a game you'd want to win if you want to have a shot at the playoffs. But there is a reason why the Wizards are eliminated from the playoffs, and that is because you're not beating the Orlando Magic. Corey Kispert sets a new career high, 27 points with nine three-pointers. He didn't take a shot that wasn't a three-pointer. He didn't take a free throw. He didn't take another field goal. But while Kispert came to play, and while Kendrick Nunn came to play with 12 off the bench, and while Johnny Davis came to play again with 10 points off the bench, there were others that didn't decide to come to play. Denny Avdija, thank you so much for your 25-point performance to get the Celtics to shoot 2 of 14 from the field against Orlando. Gafford did everything he could. He finished with 18 and 13, and he's been a little cold recently. It was good to see him kind of get back up. But Padlo was dominant on the other end. So was Markelle Fultz. Those two combined for 55, and Franz Wagner, if you combine those three, combined for 75 of their 116. Those three were kind of unstoppable. You add on Cole Anthony scoring off the bench, and it was a combination of a lot of bad stuff for the Magic. Or team for the Wizards, for the Magic to kind of come over them. By the way, though, shout out to DeLon Wright for his amazing performance, second leading scorer on the team. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 8 of 15 shooting for the field. Great game there from DeLon Wright as Monte Morris got hurt early and was not able to finish the game. But again, what else do you expect? The Wizards lost. And that continued in this game. Right, that last game did not have Porzingis, nor did this game against the Knicks, and nor do we expect to win. Corey Kispert continued to set his career highs. He's now set a career high 29 points on Sunday night at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. And over his past four games, Corey Kispert is averaging 23 points and 3 rebounds on 54% shooting from the field and 53% shooting from the three-point line. He could shoot more efficiently from the free throw line, but overall, really nice job here from Corey Kispert. It's great to see him kind of develop into the guy I think we all knew he could be, but we just didn't know if he really would be that guy, averaging only 11 points a game. I only expect him to go up from here and continue to be a solid role player throughout his career. Denny Avdija still didn't step up, 9 points. Johnny Davis, though, a nice 16-point performance. He's averaging 12 points per game over his last four games. Hasn't done it efficiently. Shot 50% from the free throw line, 42% from the field, 32% from downtown, but he has 12 points, 5 rebounds. Overall, has been a decent scorer for the Wizards, kind of in the stretch where they need more scores on the guard spot with no Beal, no Kuzma. Or I guess not just the guard spot, but no Beal, no Kuzma, no Porzingis, no Morris. They need a lot of these guys. Monte Morris, again, was hurt in this game, so they didn't have him. Kendrick Nunn, another great performance, another double-digit one with 11 points. And Jordan Goodwin finished the game with 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Wizards came short to the Knicks. They led by, I think it was 8 at halftime. But the Knicks just kind of poured it on because of Quentin Grimes. You understand why it is frustrating still with all the players hurt, because the Wizards were losing because of Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes. Quentin. All right, move on. And then Jalen Brunson, too, had a good game. And Obi Toppin at 21 and Emmanuel Quickley at 22. So who cares about Julius Randle being out, I guess, because everybody else decided to score. Obi Toppin, 21 points. When Obi Toppin scores 21 points, don't expect the opposition to win a basketball game. All right, so I just went through an entirety of about 8 minutes of just showing you what it has been like as a Wizards fan. And this performance, beating a good team, losing to a bad team, that could have been any day of the past 50 years. That's a little too much. Since 1980. I could have been telling you any day since 1980. This is what it is like to be a Washington Wizards fan. So please, please respect me just a little bit. And please honor me for being able to have to deal with this every single season. I love this team. There's a reason I got a podcast about them. But there are a lot of frustrating things about this basketball team. And another frustrating thing is going to be that they are going to lose again tonight. Shocker, against the Milwaukee Bucks. So let's go here to the injury report. And there are so many injuries that I kind of need to throw at you guys. Let me kind of fill it in. For the Bucks, Grayson Allen's out. Javon Carter's out. Myers Leonard is out. Chris Middleton, shocker, out. And then for the Wizards, I don't know how much time you had. Delon Wright's questionable. And then Avdija, Porzingis, Beal, Morris, and Kuzma are all out. So basically, everybody on the Wizards is out. So, I'd like to welcome Jay Huff to the starting line. I'm kidding. But yeah, so there's going to be a lot of interesting playing minutes over in D.C. All right, starting lineup for the Wizards, if I could predict it. Oh, by the way, Delon Wright officially been ruled out. So it looks like at the one, you're going to have Kendrick Nunn. At the two, Johnny Davis. Three, Corey Kispert. Four, I don't know who they're going to run at the four. Maybe Anthony Gill. And at the five, they're going to run Daniel Gafford with Taj Gibson coming off the bench with Jordan Goodwin and Xavier Cooks and Jay Huff. Yeah, you understand kind of why this is frustrating. As for Milwaukee, they at least have a decent team. Best team, best record in the league. Jrue Holiday, Joe Ingles, Pat Connaughton, Giannis, and Brooke Lopez in their starting line. I have a prediction. Bucks win 122-103, starting off with Mecole Bird's catch. And I think the Bucks will win this game for many reasons, but two of them are very much related. The Wizards have lost 7 of their last 9 games and 14 of their last 20 games, as they have been decimated by injuries after some promising play going into the All-Star break. The Wizards have missed significant time from having the Big Three together, and it had Johnny Davis getting minutes in the starting lineup. I hope you're starting to understand, again, why this is problematic. The Bucks have the best record in the NBA for a reason, and I would say it would be the biggest upset of the season if Washington upsets Milwaukee. Give Milwaukee in a landslide. So the Wizards have had one of the worst records in the NBA since the All-Star break. The Bucks have had the best record in the NBA since the All-Star break. Again, understanding why this is problematic. Surprising statement. I see Jordan Goodwin scoring double digits points again in this game. Look, with almost the Wizards' entire starting lineup out with injury, someone has to score the ball, and I see it being Goodwin, along with Kispert, of course. He may break his career high again, as he usually does every game. And Johnny Davis, Goodwin will be a key part of this team and knock down some threes, and he'll have some open looks as kind of that, I feel like, number three scoring option. Number one really off the bench, but kind of that number three option behind Kispert and Davis. And I see him scoring a near season-high 19 points, which he set on December 9th in a 10-point loss against Indiana. Spread time, the Bucks are 14-point favorites for good reason, over under 230. Give me the under. I got 225 points in my matchup, and give me the Bucks by 19. My spread, I got Bucks as 15.5-point favorites, over under 227. Still got the Bucks, still got the under. Fantasy outlook, I have Giannis Antetokounmpo getting 50 to 60 fantasy points. I have Corey Kispert getting 40 to 50 fantasy points. I have Jrue Holiday getting 35 to 40 fantasy points. And I have Jordan Goodwin getting 30 to 40 fantasy points. What punctuation do you put on that percentage? And I think ESPN giving the Bucks an 83.5% chance of winning makes a ton of sense. Look, the Bucks have the best record in basketball with the best player in basketball and are going against a cold and injured Wizards team that is already eliminated from playoff contention. I give this percentage a period. And last, but as you always know around here, certainly not least, who you got? Well, I think Giannis Antetokounmpo will be the best player on the floor tonight. Hi, guys. Big surprise. The two-time MVP, the guy who's top 35 all time, will be the best player on the floor in the middle of his prime. Shocker. The best player in the NBA is so dominant in getting to the rim and has had some amazing performances already this season against the Wizards, as he scored a career-high 55 points at home against them on January 3rd, and again getting nearly his sixth triple-double of the season on March 5th. Remember, they kind of took away the rebound he was trying to shoot. That was kind of the peak of when the Wizards started to get really bad again. He'll have another amazing performance in this game, finishing with 31 points, 13 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 11 of 20, 55% field goal shooting, 1 of 4, 25% three-point shooting, and 8 of 13, 61.5% free throw shooting, 2 turnovers, 3 fouls, and a Milwaukee Bucks victory. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, and view. You can understand why this is problematic. You can understand why I'm not posting as much because, a lot is going on in sports right now with MLB season starting and March Madness just coming to our wraps and NBA playoffs coming up. And then you have the Wizards who, even though they literally just became eliminated from the playoffs, have basically been eliminated from the playoffs since day one. Look, there's a lot of promising signs. Maybe Xavier Cook starts to do some stuff, the NBL MVP. Maybe Kispert continues his dominance and they really create a foundation for next year. That is if Kristaps Porzingis is still on the team and if Kyle Kuzma is still on the team. And, oh, yeah, and a bunch of other things. But, you know, maybe there is a kind of a foundation here and maybe something we could – maybe something that the Wizards could start here at the end of the season that they could build off of next October. Hope you guys – did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view. Yeah, check out all my other links in the description below. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. My Huskies and the national champs. It feels great. Go Wizards tonight, but good luck on trying to get a win. And again, subscribe, follow, share, view. Check out all my links below. And of course, as always, I will see you guys next time. Peace.